St. Hedwig, a Hungarian princess of Poland. Hungarian and Polish histories have become heavily intertwined during the past few centuries. The two nations helped each other in many ways, and there is even a saying that emphasizes the devotion in between the two countries. Polish and Hungarian, two good friends who fight together and drink their wine together. Polak wegie dwa bratanki, i do sabli, i do sklanki. The basis of this friendship originated in their shared Christian beliefs in addition to their similar goals and life circumstances in Europe. Both countries exhibited national pride and cherished freedom. Neither of them had a desire to become a part of the German or Russian empires. In the days of Saint Stephen, when the royal family was on the run from Peter Orseolo, who was the heir apparent to the throne of Hungary, Poland served as a refuge. This is how King Béla's wife became Princess Richeza from the Polish royal family of Piast. The son of this Polish princess became the most famous ruler of Hungary, King Saint Ladislas, who consolidated King Saint Stephen's legacy. In 1335, the Hungarian king fell into the middle of a dispute between the Czech and Polish kings. A treaty was ratified in the palace in Visegrad. Hungarian monks established a Pauline monastery in Częstochowa in 1382. The name of the monastery is Jasna Góra, Shining Mountain, and came from Hungary. The first friars transplanted the name of their original monastery, Mons Clarus Budensis. Monarch István Báthory, the ruler of Transylvania, was Poland's greatest king, 1576-1586. General Józef Ben, a Polish native, was one of the heroes of the freedom fight against the Habsburgs in 1848. Hungary delivered a sizable amount of weaponry and ammunition to the Polish troops in their fight for freedom in the War of Vistula and once again in 1920 against Soviet troops. Many Poles also found refuge in Hungary during World War II. During the 1956 Hungarian Revolution, Poles donated blood to help the wounded. One of the most telling examples of this thousand-year-long friendship is seen in the life of Saint Hedwig, Jadwiga, in Polish. She was the daughter of King Louis the Great, King of Hungary and Poland, 1342-82. Her father first intended her to inherit the Hungarian throne, then married her to Prince William from the House of Habsburg. Later, after the death of the king, Queen Maria inherited the throne, and Hedwig was slated to inherit the Polish throne. The Polish nation, however, did not want the Habsburgs' presence in Poland. They asked Hedwig to accept Władysław Jagiello's marriage proposal, who was then a papal Lithuanian ruler. However, Jagiello was known for his truculent personality and was also Hedwig's senior. Maria accepted the proposal on the condition that Jagiello would be baptized along with his nation, converting to Christianity. Hedwig became Poland's most beloved queen. She founded a college in Prague for Lithuanian theologians. She built a hospital in Biets. In Krakow, she opened a Benedictinovitate for Ruthenian theological students. In 1399, she founded the theological faculty of the University of Krakow. She visited hospitals and healed the sick. She did her best to alleviate poverty in the country. She also played a major role in placating the growing antagonism among Lithuanians who were unwilling to take up the new religion and reduce their occasional atrocities. She died at the age of 26 in childbirth. Hedwig was canonized by Pope John Paul II in Krakow in 1997. Europe grew strong and rich through the power of this individual's intellect. As Martin Buber writes, the only way a culture remains strong in the future is when it sustains the secrets that originated in its faith from which it was born. The only way Europe remains strong in the future, when it has people like Queen Hedwig and others who live by God's word and remain devoted to the gospel and maintain friendships that exist between Hungary and Poland.